Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show. I am your host, TJ Lauerman, with my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hello.
And special guest, Jeff Solomon.
What?
And extra special guest, Ryan Lewis.
So special.
And since this is the first episode of That Sports Gamer Show, you have no idea what's going on. So we're going to talk about sports video games mainly, because Sports Gamer Show would pretty much lead to that idea. And we're going to kick it off with the NHL 12 demo that came out last week. And Ryan Lewis actually did a great write-up on fourthstring.com talking about it.
There's new content on fourthstring.com?
Yeah, just that. It's funny because Madden came out and, like, you know, not a word, but the NHL demo comes out and, stuff. We're off the rafters here. We're off the rails.
But yeah, in the demo, you get to play as the Canucks and the Bruins for an exhibition match, but just the third period.
Yeah.
I think it was like that last year, too.
Yeah, and I don't like that they put, like, you get to a random score when you come into
that
the game.
That is the only thing I took away from this demo. I was so frustrated that, I scored 3 goals, but I was down 5-1 when the friggin' period started.
But I think that gives it replay value. Like, if you just start off at 0-0, you're always kind of trying to accomplish the same task. But if you're down some or if you're up some, it, like, makes it so that you have a different strategy when you're playing it. That's kind of what I thought.
I was consistently down by 2 goals. I was never tied. I was never in the lead.
Really?
I only played the demo once, and I just assumed that was the score of the game 7 of or whatever the finals.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the period, so I didn't realize that it just a random score every time you play.
See, first time I played it, I gave up a goal in the last minute as the first goal of the period, and I didn't realize there was any score at all. I thought it was 0-0. So when I look up and I see it's 4-0, I was like, "What? This game is broken. They just tapped that goal 4 times."
How does you just don't notice the most blatant HUD stuff in a video game, Jeff? You've been playing the demo for 5 minutes or something like that. You're like, "Oh wait, the score is 3-1." Like, you never looked up at the score.
And you have to sit through the sim of the first two periods.
The third period either. I thought we were just going to play the whole game. It would be 0-0. Like, this is a safe assumption when you start a sports game.
Yeah.
Not already a score.
Yeah.
It's a pretty safe bet, usually. Now, I understand now why there's a score, but it's also a randomly generated score. So it's not even that obvious.
It doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah.
So, well, it meant a lot to me.
I thought the game was broken, honestly. I thought the demo was broken and that they awarded, a magic 4-point goal. Like a NBA Courtside 2 featuring Kobe Bryant with the 15-point jump shots.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I thought that was NBA Jam.
That was N64, NBA Courtside 2 featuring Kobe Bryant.
I thought I played it. I don't remember that.
That was back when they put featuring in the title.
That's a deep cut.
Baseball. It was Major League Baseball featuring Ken Griffey Jr. That's right.
I remember that one.
Yeah. And they had NBA Courtside featuring Kobe Bryant, and that was the one where they had 5-point, 10-point, and 15-point jump shots, and then they had a bar that would fill based on how many points in a row you'd get. So if you got 15, it would fill the ball all the way. And it was basically like being on fire, except there was no visual representation, and you just sink all your shots.
So if you're winning by a ton, you'll win by a ton.
Yeah, it's basically the rich get richer.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Anyway, NHL 12 demo.
What about it?
I personally, I didn't see anything special with it. It's like, this feels like NHL 11. This does not make me want to rush out and pre-order NHL 12.
Yeah.
Broken goals.
Broken goals? Oh, you mean the 4-point goals that you're talking about? Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't really notice that. I guess it's glaringly different, but I did notice that it just felt really smooth. And I spent maybe a month or two with NHL 11. I didn't spend a ton of time with it, but it's a fun game to play. Once I played it for a couple hours, actually, I was just really into the demo, and I just think it's such a fast paced game, and there's it's fun working out the different strategy for it. If you're used to playing, Madden a lot, or even FIFA's got a different strategy than NHL. It's just such a different sport, and it feels it feels really good to check people in that game. When you check them, I had a couple times where I'd check a guy next to the the bench or whatever, and he'd just go flying over the bench, that kind of stuff. But realistically, not over the top. And that's the thing with this game. It's to the point now where it's so polished that you're not gonna notice huge differences. But if you really start to play it and then go back and play 11, you'll be like, holy crap, how did I even play this game?
Yeah, and I think one of the big things that they actually kind of fixed was now a defender actually kind of stays in the middle. so you can't do that pass across the front of the goalie anymore.
Yeah.
At least for the most part.
Yeah, I'm finding it really hard to score in these games and it not be based on luck.
Yeah.
Like, the more advanced the AI gets, the less fun I actually have playing the NHL series.
Yeah. I guess the way I look at it is that if the demo doesn't feel that much different from 11, I don't need to stop playing 11.
Yeah.
I'd go as far back as 9 or 10, though.
Yeah,
no. Or even 8 was it's pretty much been the same since then.
Last year was the year that they really improved the checking, and that made it not mostly canned animations, right? Or was that 10?
Maybe.
I thought 10 was pinning against the boards.
Whichever year they added pinning against the boards is the year I stopped liking it.
That was last year.
Okay. I did not appreciate that.
Jeez.
But yeah, the checking is the best part, but I love it so much that I always end up not having enough people back to play defense.
If they didn't turn off the servers like every year, I would still play 08 online. Because that's the last one I bought. It's not the last one I bought. It's the last one I kept. I traded 09 at some point. And I have 08 because my friend had 08, and we'd play each other online. And it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't 09, but you know they turned the servers off because they're dicks. You can still play ESPN 2K5 online, but you can't play Madden 09. No, you're right. They turned all the Xbox servers off.
What about on PS2?
I don't know. But up until they turned that off, you could play all those games. I don't know why EA has to keep it separate like a bunch of jerks.
Well, that's why they had such a hard time getting on Xbox Live at first, is because they wanted to control their servers.
Yeah, because their servers are so outstanding, right?
Yeah.
Right, Ryan? We didn't have any trouble last
time. Yeah, well, they're blaming it on Microsoft, which is kind of understandable. But,
Microsoft. They have their own servers.
Yeah, I'm always connected to Xbox Live, talking to my friends, saying, why can't we connect to EA Sports servers?
To ESPN,
My guess is EA leases the servers from Microsoft, because Microsoft has huge, like, if you guys know what Azure is or whatever, like the cloud-based Microsoft stuff.
They lease that, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah, they're a three-piece ska band, yeah, out of Minnesota. Microsoft leases like servers to like huge companies. They lease servers to like, I think, Apple. So, moving on to the next topic.
Actually, did any of you guys play the Ultimate Team part of the demo?
No.
I did not.
Actually, I think this was one of the first EA Sports games where you could actually play the Ultimate Team in the demo.
Last year you could in NHL too. I remember that was the first time they had it. I tried it.
Any interest in Ultimate Team in any of the games it's been in, but this year they put achievements next with it in Madden, so I guess I'll be playing Ultimate Team. Yeah, there's like 5 achievements. It's like make a trade with Ultimate Team, win 20 games in Ultimate Team, get a full roster of some gold cards with Ultimate. I don't know.
Yeah, get an 80 overall team or something like that.
Yeah. I just like achievements like that where you either have to go online or almost have to spend money.
I'm not. I will not give them any money. I don't care what you two say. I'm not giving them money for it.
No, Jeff.
I will be miserable for 60 hours playing their crappy mode that's meant to take my money for those stupid achievements that mean nothing, but I will not give them $5 to make it easier.
When you have Charlie Fry as your quarterback, like, you can't – it's not fun. Like, and you're playing people that have, like, you know, Ben Roethlisberger as their snapper. I mean – you know, are there field goal like placeholders?
Snapper Turner. They have turtles on the field.
As their long snapper. Ben Roethlisberger.
Good at the position, 97 overall.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. He's a big dude, man. As like they're a placeholder basically, like for field goals, like it's not gonna be fun.
Yeah. But even looking at the cards in Ultimate Team was like, I don't know what is his real stat, and the cards are all different for different players. But in FIFA and Madden, it's all the same. But very, very complicated.
Yeah, I thought the NHL Ultimate Team, it was really complicated and hard to build lines.
It's
and...
clearly a very successful mode for them, though. Like, they're clearly making money.
Yeah, is it in NHL, though? Or is that more FIFA and Madden?
Well, it's more FIFA and Madden just because they're bigger sports, but I'm sure that they generate some money from it.
I know that the only person I ever hear talk about it consistently is... the host of Cheap Ass Gamers podcast, Cheapy D. I didn't want to say that out loud. He's got a real name. I just don't know it. And he talks about spending like $40 in Ultimate Team in NHL like every year.
I spent a lot in FIFA last year, but
I don't think I've
spent more than $10 on Ultimate Team anything.
But now you can spend 12 because you have season ticket and you can.
Well, actually, part of Amazon's pre-order like to get codes for Ultimate Team to give you lots of money?
I think you could, or maybe in Europe you can get some Ultimate Team packs and stuff, but with pre-order.
Have to check what code.
I will say with the season ticket, you do get a nice coin bonus when you get done with online games.
Oh yeah.
Specifically because you have season pass?
Yeah. Like it's the season pass bonus.
God, that's I
have not spent any money on Ultimate Team, but I've got an 80 something rated team, and today I got Drew Brees as my quarterback.
Jeez, like the thing is though, like what is it? I guess like what's the point is team building, right? Like so you build like this awesome team, and then what?
And then you beat people with it.
Then you go online and you get whooped with them.
Then I get my four achievements and I never touch the mode again.
Yeah. I mean, well, my problem is like, I guess the difference between having like leagues and, you know, like a social aspect to it instead of like just building your team and like going to play like random, you know, douches online. Like it doesn't seem as worthwhile because once you have like a team that you like, then it seems like you'd get bored with it pretty quick.
Your contracts will expire, so players are going to turn around. I mean, there's a lot of management to it, but it's just if you don't want to play it, there's really no point to it.
Yeah, and FIFA did a good job of having a bunch of different trophies for you to win, like in-game trophies, not achievements.
Uh-huh.
But they were always like have three guys from each country or have only guys from one league or one team.
Yeah. NHL had a lot of the same things. I never played any of those.
That'll show them.
But one thing they didn't have in the demo was the new list of legends that came out. Which
Segway.
So basically they're taking the
I don't get it.
So basically they're taking the NBA 2K approach here.
Yeah, well not really. You're saying they're taking the NBA 2K approach with their legends?
Well, they're putting legends in the game, which
yeah, it doesn't sound like they're doing it in the same way that NBA 2K
is. No, I wasn't trying to say that.
But it's actually kind of the same way they did it last year with the Wayne Gretzky Wii hockey game, where you could take them from like a child and bring them up. But in this, I think you can start as the juniors as any of the pros.
As the pros?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I heard that too, but that just seems kind of ridiculous to me. Because
do they have knocked back stats or something?
Yeah, but I think the word for they will be good one day is like 99.
They will be good one day?
Potential?
Yes. They have like 99 potentials.
It's like, what word could encompass this sentence? I don't understand.
So basically, you know, the challenge would be trying to recreate Wayne Gretzky's career.
Right.
Except for Wayne Gretzky in 2011 being 16 years old. Because it's not like you're not going back to play, you know, those people that you played with back then. That's why I think this is kind of weird. Because
at what point?
It was the same way with the Madden, or not the Madden, the Jordan thing in NBA 2K11, right?
No, they had like the actual teams that he played against when you did the challenges.
Right, but I think you could also use him in there be a promo.
Gretzky, hockey, because I love that.
Oh, well, yeah, but I think people talked more about the actual Jordan challenges instead of like, could you be Jordan in the pro, be a pro mode?
I think that was like, you could once you beat all the challenges.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say, I'd never heard anything about that, but
Truth be told, I never actually played 2K11, so.
Yeah, well, if you played 2K10, just think of like a more polished version of 2K10 with Jordan in it, basically.
Okay.
A lot of things. Like, yeah, so, did you play 2K10?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't
know. I just don't like basketball games that much, so.
Yeah, I played 2K10 and returned it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Well, you know, the weird thing about, I guess we'll talk about the legends and stuff. The only last point I was going to bring up about that is, like, you know, 2K11 got a ton of praise for being, like, Game of the Year from, you know, it was nominated for Game of the Year on Kotaku and just got a lot of hype. And it's a good
question about that, though.
Well, okay, one sec. Well, and the thing is, it's a good game, but if you're not into basketball, like, it's really, to me, I felt like I was controlling, like, mech warriors on the court. It was like these like really stiff players and like, but I guess that's just kind of basketball. If you watch it, they're all like mech warriors out there just like passing around a ball. No? Okay.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Basketball games are always like that.
Yeah.
Except for NBA Courtside 2 featuring Kobe Bryant. That was smooth like butter.
So, yeah. 15 pointers. Do it.
Well, you could turn that off, to be fair. You could play like a regular season mode.
Oh,
you could also force trades. I remember I had like Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant, everyone else. on my team.
If this was 10 years ago, Nintendo would be loving you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just plugging the shit out of it.
Uh-oh. You said a no-no word. My question about all the awards NBA 2K11 got was, did it have competition, or was everyone just sort of like, well, we don't play sports games, and this one seems to be liked by the people who do?
And it has Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so, like, were they just saying, looking at it and being like, well, sports category, there we go. Like, or was there...
It wasn't even sports category. It was actually, it was up against, like, Red Dead Redemption and all. I mean, it didn't win, and nobody thought it was going to win, but...
I'm sure it won, like, the VMAs or something stupid.
Yeah, probably. One in the VMAs. Yeah.
Oh, right, the VGAs, sorry. Yeah, not Lady Gaga looking like a dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Justin Bieber, like, just barely beat out NBA 2K11. But I wouldn't feel bad because he beats out everybody, so.
All right. So,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to do a quick pick'em of some of the guys. There's 9 legends overall, but since Patrick was the only goalie, I left him out of this.
Yeah.
The first two are Mario Lemieux on the Penguins, and Ray Bourque on the Bruins. I will choose Scott Binns first.
I'm going to go with Mario Lemieux, because, yeah, just Mario Lemieux. I don't know hockey that well, so I'm more or less going by what name I know more. I have heard of both these guys. I just know Mario Lemieux more.
All right, Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, I would go with Lemieux as well. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is, like, it looks like these are all, like, Lemieux, I believe, was, like, either a center or he was at least a forward. But it looks like, did they pick a player at each position?
Yes.
Because
I think it was five. It was 6 offense, 2 defense, and a goalie.
Okay. So like
maybe
two
five,
line.
Three.
So and, like 2 lines and a goalie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Mario Lemieux.
Jeff.
Unfortunately, Mario Lemieux was or Mario Lemieux. Sorry.
Yeah.
Super Mario to you.
he was retired for the 3 years that I was like super into hockey. So
well,
he came back
were...
right when I stopped caring about hockey, and he was playing right before I started caring about hockey for that brief period. So I know him by name and reputation as like the best player in hockey when he unretired. I remember that, like he just lit the world on fire. But Ray Bourque, I have no idea who that is. So Mario Lemieux.
Well, even though my pick doesn't count, I'm going to say Ray Bourque because in NHL, like, 93, 94, he could always break the glass behind the net. He couldn't hit the goal for the life of him, but he could break that glass.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That glass did not stand a chance.
Yeah.
So all these dudes are pretty much from that time period, except for maybe Gordie Howe and I don't know about Borges Salming or whatever.
The King Borge Slamming?
So you're not even
his name is Bord Slamming. Now I get it.
Oh, Salming, maybe.
Salming.
But he's the king, the Swedish professional ice hockey defenseman.
Oh.
You on Wikipedia?
Oh. And he's going up against Wayne Gretzky. Do I even have to ask?
No. I mean, why did you put him up against Wayne?
Borge Slamming. Moving on. No, I think we'll all take Oilers.
Like we'd never pick anyone named Wayne.
Well, I put him up against Wayne because I didn't think Borge had really a chance against anybody. But
I noticed you list him as the Oilers here on the top.
That is what he's in the game as.
That's kind of his more famous time period.
Except
more of us would know him as
hockey. He was on the Rangers.
Yeah, that's kind of where I remember him too. But
really? Yeah, but nobody would. I mean, well, not nobody, but
speaking, no one would. But what? Like as a child who watched TV, I think of him as the Rangers.
Yeah, that's where I come from too.
It's wow. Like if I watched Roger Clemens pitch for the Astros for like 2 years and never anywhere else. And then I read he had a full career elsewhere.
The Red Sox.
Or the Yankees not the Cardinals, the Blue Jays.
It's like Scott, how do you think of Brett Favre?
What?
Like his quarterback Brett Favre.
Yeah. Well, as a
but Jets quarterback Brett Favre.
It's like that's an unfair question to ask me because I live
God,
in
I forgot he played for the Jets. Oh my gosh. That was so bad. And he made the Pro Bowl that year. Oh, that was so gross.
Yeah.
He led the league in interceptions and made the Pro Bowl. I wanted to vomit.
Because he's Brett Favre.
And dirty pick scent. But yeah, even me growing up and living in New Jersey, I still think of Wayne Gretzky as a Kings guy. But
yeah, that's more what I think of him as, yeah.
I think I put Gretzky on the Rangers because it's the first team I know he played for. in my in like going back. I know he played for the teams first, but I think what it was Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
NHL 94-95, he's on the Kings.
Yeah, I played those, but I probably had no clue who any of the guys were.
Was he in Wayne Gretzky 3D hockey? No, I'm thinking about it now, because I always just played the Devils, so I never even looked through the rosters.
I assume that he was.
I think so.
He retired a couple of times, though, didn't he?
Gretzky? No, I think just once.
Because he's not wearing a jersey on
the cover. That's refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a jersey when the game screen loads up. I remember that. He's wearing a generic, like, white any team jersey.
Maybe he was in between teams at the when they took the picture.
Maybe.
Maybe the teams didn't have jerseys.
Maybe.
Wait, were the teams in those? No, yeah, they were.
Yeah, there were teams. I played the Devils. The Devils playing the Flyers.
That was quality audio back then.
All right, the next matchup.
The next matchup is Gordie Howe versus Stevie Y. Who is he? He's still playing? He just stopped like yesterday.
Yeah.
Lewis, take the lead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, sure. I would go with I'm going to go with Gordie Howe just because, you know, like I just remember reading things about Gordie Howe. I don't really know much about his career, but I think he was supposed to be better than Gretzky or something like that, or at least more famous than Gretzky as far as you know, just being a better player until Gretzky, you know, got all the hype back like later on in his career.
So you're saying he was Gretzky before Gretzky was Gretzky.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Jeff.
Well, before Gordie Howe was Gretzky, I think that Steve Y was Gretzky. But I like Gordie Howe. This is tough. Because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Moving right along, Scott.
Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe, doesn't he have like awards named after him or something?
Pretty sure.
Like the Gordie Howe Award?
He has
the
Gordie Howe Award.
I don't know what it's for, but I knew he has an award. So yeah, he's got awards named after him. I'll go with him.
He's no Conn Smythe.
That's true, he is not. And then the last matchup is of the Blackhawks, Jeremy Roenick, and Chris Chelios, who Chris Chelios might still be playing.
Again, on name recognition, I got to go Chris Chelios.
Actually, yeah, Chris Chelios just retired. Last year was his last year.
Oh.
Go with Roenick.
Yeah, Roenick, didn't Roenick just retire?
He might be coming back for all I know.
Well, that's a good thing.
Cut out the Wikipedia searching in post.
We'll get it in post.
Jeremy Roenick retired in 2009, and Chelios in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Roenick as well.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll go with Roenick too.
Baboosh.
Boom, moving right along. We go to Mario Lemieux versus Wayne Gretzky.
Mario Lemieux.
Scott.
Wayne Gretzky.
Ryan.
Wayne Gretzky.
The man has games.
You guys ever heard that Goldfinger song? Wayne Gretzky, the only man I'd have sex with? No?
No.
No.
But I love Goldfinger, so now we're best friends.
Okay. There you go. And you haven't heard that song?
They played that remake of 99 Red Balloons, right?
Yeah.
Or was that MXPX?
No, that could be them too, but it was Goldfinger, yeah.
And it was in Tony Hawk, what, 2? Or 1?
I didn't think it was in any of them.
2 was that Superman song.
Oh, yes.
I'm just full of old.
I remember this. I remember that song.
I thought that game, that song was in the first game.
No, that was the second one.
I'm pretty certain it was in the first game because I've never played the
second
one.
Actually, no, you're right. It was in the first game.
I've never played it.
And that's how that band got famous.
Here I am. I don't want to make this karaoke.
The power that Tony Hawk had in the early or the late.
Seriously, what happened?
The early 2000s.
Now you couldn't save him.
And then I saw him on Cribs make a grilled cheese sandwich for his kid, and I was like, nope, I'm out. He's an old man.
And he just did a kickflip on Dignation, so he's all over the place.
He's going to be in a wheelchair one day doing kickflips and wheelies. Like, still on a skateboard, but while in the wheelchair. It'll be very impressive.
All right, Gordie Howe, Jeremy Roenick. Ryan Lewis.
I'm going to go with... Gordie Howe.
Gordie.
He's the Cal Ripken of hockey. He's played the most games, I guess, of anybody, so that's pretty awesome.
Scott Binns.
Gordie Howe.
Jeff Solomon doesn't
Gordie
know
Howe.
Who he is, but he's going through, as am I going with him also as well. Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. Pretty simple, I think. We're going to have to go with Jeff first.
Wayne Gretzky.
Scotty B.
Oh, this is Scordy a tough Howe. One. I don't know. I just don't know hockey. I don't have any.
Who won the Gordie Howe Trophy this year?
No, there is a Gordie Howe Trophy. Gretzky doesn't have a trophy yet. Gordie Howe.
That's really flawless logic. I'm switching my vote.
Gordie Howe Trophy.
Wait, are we certain there is a Gordie Howe Trophy? I've never heard of it.
The winner of this contest gets the Gordie Howe Trophy. How about that?
Well, listen, I'll put it to you this way. In 1998, the Hockey News released their list of top 100 players of all time. Gordie Howe was third. Wayne Gretzky, first.
The Gordie Howe Trophy was given to the most valuable player of the World Hockey Association from 1973 to 1975. That's it? 3 years? No, I'm sticking with Gretzky. That's bullshit. Yeah, That's a bullshit trophy.
It really is, because I don't even remember those years, because I wasn't alive.
All right. That's a bad word.
Twice.
How do I know he had? How do I know he has a trophy that was only awarded for 3 years?
And the WHA.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Wayne Gretzky is the greatest legend ever.
It says it was only given from 1973 to 1975, but they have winners from 1973 to 1979. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the Gary Davidson Trophy, but it was renamed the Gordie Howe Trophy.
Just for those years.
Yeah, but it's not being given in 1979. This is still bull.
But he's Mr. Hockey, so it's all that matters, I guess, right?
Yeah. I think that's the thing that hockey kind of suffers from right now is that they don't really have a Gretzky, I guess, that's is PR friendly and is talented,
What's
I guess.
Mario Lemieux up to? He was so great after he unretired last time.
He's coaching,
coming back? Or no, Jágr's coming back, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, they're trying to make Sidney Crosby. They're trying to make him the new Gretzky, but
yeah, if he ever plays again.
He's trying.
Yeah. I don't think it's happening.
Did I ever tell you my story about when I went to see Sidney Crosby play? It's a
being the first episode of this podcast? No, you haven't.
Okay, so I was in high school and it was his rookie season and they opened the season against the Devils. So I was like, great, I'll go to the Devils game. It'll be the opening game of the season. It'll be his first game ever, and it'll be a Devils game, which I hadn't been to in like 3 years because of the strike, and it was like right after the strike. I remember that. So I ran home during lunch because we couldn't do eBay or credit cards or anything on the school's computers. It would just block everything when you tried to buy stuff. So I ran home when tickets went on sale, trying to get tickets. And I was so excited. I got my tickets. I was so thrilled. And then my friend, because I bought two tickets expecting I'd be able to go with a friend, my friend who was a Devils fan, I told him, and I was like, yeah, I got two tickets if you want to come with me. He's like, that's great. When is it? And I told him the date. And I was like, he's like, no, that can't be the right date. And I was like, why not? He's like, that's the preseason.
Oh, no.
It turned out that they opened the preseason and the regular season with Devil's Hope games against the Penguins. I had bought preseason tickets.
Oh, no.
And you rushed to buy preseason tickets. Yeah. That's the best part.
I ended up getting a refund, and I haven't been to a hockey game since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is my story. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Madden last time I checked, right?
Talk about what? Madden.
That's segue. Well,
what about Madden?
I'm like the Dean Kamen of segues over here.
Yeah, you're rocking that, man.
If I knew who that was, that might mean something.
Anyway, what about Madden?
It just came out. Did you guys know this?
I was mildly aware of this.
I have absolutely nothing to say on this subject.
But yeah, Madden came out this week, and I know Scott's been playing a lot of it. He is a season ticket holder.
Well, I can't be a season ticket holder for the Green Bay Packers, so this is the next best thing.
You could sure. Dolphins. I hear they're threatening to blackout games for the first time in like 10 years.
That's not good.
Not that it affects me, since I'm a dirty, dirty pirate who pirates everything I want to watch.
Especially. Well, they'd only black them out in Florida, right?
Yeah, it would only be for that region.
The Florida is like 200 miles around, right?
Miami area.
75 miles out from the stadium. But we being have in a Philadelphia, pro on the subject, that's never affected me.
Scott's anyway. The pro on subject, but not that Green Bay would ever have to black out a game. But
no, and Green Bay is weird because Milwaukee is also a home market.
Okay.
So, speaking of Madden...
When were we speaking of Madden?
We're all members of the fourth string League, which not a lot of people are playing at the same time. Or Fourth String Community, sorry. Community, League hasn't started yet. But yeah, if you haven't joined the Fourth String Community...
So join the Fourth String Community.
Yeah, I don't. The thing with joining the community, like, definitely join the community. I think maybe hopefully, who knows how, you know, if the leagues are going good enough, like, maybe we can get, like, even a third franchise going somehow. I mean, obviously, I don't think we should break off our groups anymore, but, you know, we have the two online franchises going, and if anyone wants to get another one going, we could just maybe get some more people together and kind of just throw them in as a third league, too, because it's a lot of fun.
And I think just playing community games would be fun, too. Just having a group of people online that you can play against.
Yeah.
For sure.
That you know aren't jerks.
Well,
you hope, aren't jerks. But we'll weed out the jerks if they decide to show up.
Yeah. I think a lot less...
We will threaten to weed out the jerks, so... Maybe that'll just...
I discovered, though, there's, like, the report abuse button within the community. That's, like, for serious stuff.
For serious?
Well, like, if they're just...
This is for serious, guys!
Well, no, it's not to weed out, like, the people who don't play right. It's to weed out, like, pedophiles and spam bots.
Great.
But it's like,
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I meant, oh, great. Yeah, that's good. I'm not a pedophile.
And online play, I think, is ridiculously fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
That's becoming, like, the pro clubs as good.
Is it the same as last year?
Pretty much, but if you play like in communities, it'll keep tracker. There'll be record tracking for the community and stuff.
So I remember we played a game last year for the Thrill Ride podcast to have something to talk about.
Yeah, I
didn't think very highly of it at the time.
There's two ways of tracking it. The competition will be between communities. So, you know, Fourth String could play against Operation Sports if it... You can't... If there's a drawback, it's that you can't, like, challenge other communities. You just have to go into quick play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be cool if you could challenge communities.
Yeah.
Keep a rivalry. Oh, God, I'm getting excited about this idea that isn't even real.
Have they fixed the team play rooms yet?
Yeah.
You had a lot of...
those are fixed, like, in the real game. That was a problem with the early release, apparently. Now, if you go in, there's only one room... And anyone who's there, although I have yet to see anyone in the room unless I went in there first. I played a few games with Operation Sports the other day. It was pretty fun.
You can only do like 3v3, right? Is that...
Yeah. But each player only controls a certain set of players.
Yeah, it's either the linemen, the linebackers, or the D-backs, and either the quarterback, running backs, or wide receivers.
Sorry, offensive line. You're left out.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Who wants to block?
Yeah.
I do.
Well, as a running back on passing plays, it can be kind of fun, but I wouldn't want to block constantly.
Yeah.
And that was actually the real hard part when I played quarterback with Scott, was when he was running back, I was like, well, I'm going to call a passing play where he's blocking, and I kind of feel bad about it.
What I learned you really have to do in Ultimate Team, is you have to not care about whether or not the other human players are getting the ball all the time.
Yeah.
In a lot of the games I played, I was playing as a wide receiver, and I did not get the ball thrown to me directly very often because there's another guy open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I probably had a chance at a good play too, but that guy's wide open. And then there were a few times where I would then switch to him and make a play after that, but you just have to not worry about that. The thing I discovered is that on the community page, it keeps track of stats, but it keeps track of stats for the entire squad, not just the player you're playing.
Mm.
So if I'm playing the Packers wide receivers, I'm playing as Greg Jennings, but Donald Driver catches the touchdown, I still get credit for the touchdown.
Well, Greg Jennings always gets credit because he puts the team on his back.
Speaking of annoying achievements, when am I ever going to get a 99-yard touchdown?
I got a 105-yard one against you the other night.
But that was on defense. It doesn't count.
Very specifically, you have to get a 99-yard touchdown catch with Greg Jennings.
Yeah.
So I can't even just, like, randomly get it. I have to be really trying to do it.
Here's what you do, man. You basically take him, you put him in as running back, do a screen pass, and just run him all the way up the field, dude.
You put him in as running back?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's depth charts.
That sounds like the kind of thing we wouldn't allow in the Fourth String community, Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, well, you get an achievement, man.
Unlike the NHL Ultimate Team, the Madden Ultimate Team's actually pretty good.
Well, what do you mean by pretty good, though?
I got a good pack when I started.
That's why it's good.
I got BJ Raji and Mike Wallace, and Mike Wallace was unbelievable.
But how much did you pay?
I just went into the game. They give you, like, the starter pack.
Well, and if you've been playing Ultimate Team for a couple of years, they gave you, like, a ton of coins, too.
Yeah.
I wound up, like, getting 10,000 coins just for signing up, just for signing in.
Huh.
And because I had it on PlayStation last year, I got nothing.
Oh, that sucks.
But I got Mike Wallace, who is
I also linked up my NFL.com fantasy team and got 3,000 coins for that.
Hmm.
So I started out pretty good.
Well, do you play it online then?
Yes. I don't play against the computer just to earn coins that way. I don't think you earn a ton that way.
Oh, you do earn a good amount, but if you super sim, you don't. I find that.
Yeah, if I'm gonna drag out a game, I'm at least gonna be trying to beat a guy even if I'm getting beat down. If I have one complaint about Ultimate Team, I really wish they'd let you concede or give mercy.
Yeah. Well, because I was up 28-0, I think, going into the half. I was like, all right, let me just super sim this. And I think if I didn't do that, I would have got like 1,000 coins. But because I did super sim, it took away like 600 coins.
Oh. Yeah. That makes sense, though, because then people would just like super sim for forever and like freaking just rack up coins that way, and then they wouldn't pay him any money. So, I mean, that makes sense. I guess the thing I want to bring up, a point that you were talking about, Scott, you said basically if you I totally lost the thread on that one.
You're doing a great job, Scott.
I just want to
concede and give mercy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to say. Like, so that kind of encourages, like, you're saying you wanted to concede or give mercy. But the thing is like, what is it? Like, that just kind of breeds this thing of, like, I just got to get in and earn coins. I want to play a quick game, and a football game isn't quick. So, you know, who's to say that, like, people aren't just trying to run up the score real quick so people would concede and give mercy?
That's true.
Mercy.
You know what I mean? Don't know. I just hate being in games where I'm getting blown
Sweep
out.
The leg.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying, but I mean, that's the thing with online play. I've only played like friends online for this version so far, but anytime in 11 I would go online against people, it seems like so many people have that mentality where they're just like, you know, if I'm not winning this game, I'm just going to bail, or like, you know, I'm going to go for it every fourth down because I just want to score real quick, you know? I mean, it's just, I don't know. It just makes it so it's like such a weird game of football sometimes.
I will say Madden 12, when the servers work, has been some of the most fun I've had online. And I played random people over the early release weekend, and they were good games because maybe just people haven't found the cheap stuff yet.
Yeah.
And I had to deal with the occasional person
Let's
who always
be honest, that's definitely the reason.
But what would you say, like, percentage wise though? Because 11, I would say 75% of the games that I played were with like complete, you know, douches. So like, what would you say, like, your 12 experience, like random players?
Right now, it's probably been about 80% good people.
That's good to hear.
And some even the bad people, sometimes they just quit right away, and like, well, no time lost there, and I got the win. Like, I had the guy who tried one fourth down and didn't get it and quit after that. Like, oh,
you played
wow.
that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
That one guy.
That one guy.
the only guy who did that.
I don't like that guy. I seem to play him a lot, though.
I think my worst experience so far has probably been in the team play game I played with TJ.
That was all Dan Vitale's fault.
Where
he spoke English, it was very confusing because it was the Queen's English, not the American's English.
He kept trying to get you to go up lifts and stuff like that instead of elevators. Or like,
use your touch.
He wanted us to eat some fish and chips.
He's like, bloody hell.
And you're like, are you happy? I don't know.
You know, he was screaming it when we were giving up like constant long passes to whoever it was we were playing.
Oh, Andre Johnson.
Because that was all they would do was throw a deep pass, and the receiver would get to the spot and then just jump up and get it, and we could do absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, I find that's kind of – not that that's necessarily – I mean, I haven't seen a ton of issues with that, but like I was playing Kat the other night, and she would like – she threw it down to Percy Harvin, and like there'd be three of my dudes just sitting there, and like two of them would just sit there while Harvin jumped for it.
Yep.
The other guy would jump for it as well, but like he always grabbed it, and I'm just like, that
–
you couldn't hit him or something.
Yeah, or just like one of you guys couldn't pick that off. I mean, come on, or at least knock it down.
I'm hoping a lot, and as far as gameplay issues, I'm hoping there's a lot of stuff that can be fixed with tuners. I'm glad you can get more pressure on defense this year.
Yeah.
But I still think they need to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've been having a lot of fun with it. I think it's just a very fun, like you guys were saying, like your online experiences have been a lot of fun. The couple online games I played have been just like really thrilling games. I've even had good games against the computer, but there's just some things like, yeah, they're going to need to like kind of tone some things down. Like, have you guys blocked any field goals?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've blocked two, and I've never blocked, like in Madden 11, maybe the whole time I played it, maybe blocked one or two.
I blocked an extra point once.
Yes. Yeah.
But never a field goal.
Yep, I blocked
a punt.
Yeah, even the punts look close to getting blocked.
Yeah, yeah, the punt blocking. Like, there always seems to be one guy who's just about to get it.
Yeah.
The only time I blocked punts in the past is if they were pinned in on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, that's a little easier.
The Vikings that way in 4-string ones.
Sure. I think they need to kind of tone that back a little bit because it's cool, but, like, I mean, it's not realistic. I mean, like, to block field goals that much.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen it once in, I'm trying to how many games I've played. Well, the one I saw was in my week 16 game in my offline franchise, so that's probably about right.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, they put a big thing emphasis on, in real life, there's emphasis on the holder sometimes. Like, sometimes if it's a miss, it's because the holder was bad, or there was a bad snap, and that never happens in Madden.
I don't want that ever to happen.
Yeah.
I don't put that in the game.
I don't want that.
I
understand both sides. It's like, I don't want it to happen, but at the same time, it's like...
Then it's not realistic.
You can make every single field goal, which...
There are a lot of things that are in real life that I'd prefer to not be in the game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, they could do that in a way that's not... I mean, what they could do is like have it so that like your snap, your placeholder, like if he's not very good, like it's a little bit harder to make it, or like your accuracy like will be a little bit skewed. Like,
there
you know
you
how
go.
They have,
perfect.
Yeah, they have like a little accuracy thing. And if he's not very good, or if it's a bad hold, like the little area where you have to hit it gets a little bit smaller.
Yeah,
that could be a simple
tie it into the kick meter. So that it's still some control of it. And maybe if we miss just a little bit, it's not that we shank the kick. It's that the hold is off or it's a bad snap or something.
Yeah.
It'd just be a little bit more dynamic.
Also move the play clock.
I know it's in the wrong place, but I'm used to it by now.
It's one of those I didn't even notice. It's like it didn't even dawn on me until Jeff mentioned it on Twitter. That
I mean, raged about it.
Yeah, raged. You were raging.
It's not that you notice it necessarily. It's that you just tons of time. Yeah, I've got tons of time, and then you get there, you're like, oh, that's right, the play clock's up top, and then you look up there, and you're like, oh,
three
crap,
seconds,
it's red.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess for me, if
out of sight, out of mind.
Being in TV and watching all sorts of different broadcasts with all sorts of different graphical displays, I'm just used to just finding those things wherever they happen to be.
September 13th, next Tuesday, not only NHL 12 releases, but also the FIFA 12 demo comes out.
You know, it's weird that they keep putting out demos the same like day that like another game comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because NHL came out the same day as Madden, or like maybe the week before.
No, NHL
was
last
before.
Week. Yeah.
But
still,
even,
it's
even,
really close.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I guess it makes sense because it's coming out, but like, no, I don't think hardly anyone played the NHL demo because everyone was focusing on Madden.
I didn't even know the NHL demo was out until TJ told me.
Yeah, they didn't do a really good job of promoting it, which, I mean, hockey's a smaller sport, obviously, but I mean, you want people to buy your game, right? So. But yeah, September 13th, FIFA demo.
I am looking forward to the FIFA demo and slightly less forward to the game actually coming out because that is the one game I'm going to miss out on. I think I'm going to miss out on Season Pass mostly because I'm visiting my girlfriend that weekend.
Oh.
But your girlfriend goes to sleep.
But I don't bring the Xbox with me.
Well,
she doesn't have one?
Change some plans. Ooh, do this. Be like, hey,
you
baby,
need a weekend
I got
Xbox,
you an Xbox.
Like how I had a weekend daddy.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I
did to my wife. I got her a Game
Happy
Boy.
Happy birthday, Marge. I got you a bowling ball.
No, I got her a DS Lite so I could get myself a DS Lite and we could play against each other. That never happened, but
yeah, my girlfriend bought a DS Lite for that very same reason, and it never happened.
But now you can get her an Xbox. You guys will play all the time.
No, we play games sometimes. But
have you guys seen the Madden Smack Shack?
I've seen it. I have refused to look at it.
What is it?
I'm not sure I want to know what it is.
Isn't it just? I don't know if it's a page on Facebook or just a page they're advertising on Facebook, but they get all these NFL players to make, like, Madden smack talk on it.
It's advertising.
I've seen Tim Tebow and I've seen Deshaun Jackson. Tim Tebow I found funny because, like, dude, that's the only way you're ever going to start.
Robo Jeff.
Yeah, I saw the Tebow one, too, because the thing that's funny about the Tebow one, I saw it, like, right when they were talking about how Brady Quinn is actually, like, the number two now or whatever. Yeah. So, TJ, what do you know about the demo?
Well, you're going to get to play 2 3-minute halves, which would be, you know, a 6-minute game at Man City Stadium.
You did that. You did that math yourself, dude. You can don't be modest.
Reno,
3 + 3 = 6. Yes.
Is that like Famascara?
And you get to choose between Barcelona, Arsenal, Man City, Marseille.
Famascara.
You get Dortmund.
Dortmund and AC Milan.
Yeah. That is a large selection of teams.
It really is.
Teams, yeah.
If I have one problem with FIFA, it's that I could care less about soccer outside of FIFA.
Yeah.
That's how I was, but now FIFA got me into soccer.
Yeah, but I'm still not going to find myself supporting, like, some European club.
Come on, man. Liverpool. Let's get on it.
Yeah, I don't know how much getting on Liverpool is going to be doing with all the, like, Man City and Man United.
I think I'm perfectly happy watching the World Cup every 4 years.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty common, like, you know, for me, I like club soccer, but I think, you know, most people, myself included, get way more into the international game just because it's easier to follow, because it's more condensed. It's like, man, the soccer season, like, it's like almost all year long.
Yeah.
And it's like they, you know, no one at the end of it, it's like, okay, who has the most points wins. So it's kind of anti, you know, climactic.
Yeah.
So,
and then from that, 7 months later, you play a tournament where that was your seeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Just things that kind of, I think, and also because we don't live in those countries, like, it's maybe harder to, you know, harder to get as excited about it. And the time zones are so different. That's my experience anyway. I mean, I like it, but I can't follow it as much as I'd like to.
I'm flipping through TV while I'm trying to eat lunch and, oh, hey, there's a game on and there's like 15 minutes left and it's tied. Oh, I'll watch this.
Yeah.
And the first time you see someone laying on the ground, nobody playing, and the clock's still going, it's always a little confusing.
Oh, no, I figured that out eventually.
Yeah, if you've been watching soccer for a while, you got that one figured out real quick. Jeff,
yeah,
I think we were on a podcast and Jeff, it was like, let's watch soccer, you know, like for Jeff. Like, he's like, wait a second. So how are there 9 people on the field? How can, don't they just sub one guy in when they get one of those red tickets that the guy pulls out?
I will. Everything I learned about soccer, I learned from video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true in a lot of
winning 11 or.
You gotta understand, a lot of the reason I didn't know about soccer is because I learned some of it and hated it, so I didn't bother to learn the rest.
Like when you're a little kid, you like played for a little bit, like, this is dumb, I'm gonna go pick grass.
I meant like a year ago during the World Cup, and I was like, wait, they count up? Fuck this. Oh, sorry.
They count up?
Yeah, they count up.
The clock goes up.
The clock goes up. I thought you were talking about the score.
I'm like, also the score, they count up.
That's yeah, they do that too. It's not like golf at all.
Yeah, I was like, before that, I'd only watched golf, so I was like, totally, just blew my mind.
No, they count up. They don't stop the clock. Both those things make me angry.
And so here's the modified.
The Brewers got much better.
Yeah, here's something to think about, that the clock doesn't stop, Jeff, and which makes it great. No commercials, man.
Yeah.
If you go from watching a soccer game to watching a football game, you're like, wait, we just had a commercial break, like, seriously, literally, like, 2 minutes ago, and they're just taking another timeout.
You don't know
and now
how
with
much.
The new kickoff rules, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more commercials because everyone's going to just have touchbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that bugs me so much that they come back from a commercial, do the kickoff, and then go to another commercial.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Come on, Scott, you work in the biz. I know you've seen those guys with the orange gloves.
It's obnoxious.
But yeah.
Also challenges. The challenges are commercial breaks now.
Oh, really?
Well, they show the replays?
Yeah, well, they might show it when you come back, but usually it's like, oh, we have a challenge. We'll be back with the result.
Are you sure they're doing that, like, in the regular season? Because I know in the preseason they had to do that because they didn't have all their stuff set up yet, and so there was only, like, one camera for the guy for the ref to look at, so he had to run to the other side of the stadium if the ball was on the opposite side.
I'm pretty sure they do that in the regular season. Usually it gets a little tighter if you get close to the 2-minute warning because they're waiting for that break.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of weird, like, when you go to a football game, like, I haven't been to a pro football game in a long time, but college football, like, if it's being broadcast on, like, ESPN, like, there's a dude who, like, sits out on the field for, like, forever and just, like, hangs out. And you're like, come on, we want to get on with the game, but you have to wait for, like, the network to give them the okay for the game to go on.
Yeah.
Brian, you're a Seahawks fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm down here in Texas right now. I don't know if you knew that. And
really close to Seattle.
Very close together. In my office room, there's a A&M graduate, an alumnus.
You're going to bring up the 12th man?
I am about to bring up the 12th man, yes.
Okay, well.
Because he was wearing a jersey that said the 12th man, and I said, I thought that was a Seahawks thing, and he kicked me out of the office. So I've got a problem now with the Seahawks.
Netherlands 11-0 on San Marino today in real life. So
wow,
that was pretty amazing.
San Marino, so,
yeah.
And so, what about FIFA 12's online features?
Ryan,
yeah,
Mister loves online features in FIFA 12.
No, I don't love them by any means, but FIFA's like one of those games where to me it makes more sense than any other game to play online, just because you can play quick games. You know, like, I mean, like Madden. Yeah. Talking like 45 minutes.
I clicked on the link in the notes to the details of the online breakdown. There's nothing there.
No, there is. They just break it down real quick. It's just all because there's really not like a ton of like, they're not talking about the EA Football Club. That's something totally different.
Yeah, not
they're
even just, virtual pro. This is just like online random player.
Well, here's what I think's awesome that no other sports games really necessarily needs to do, but FIFA really needed to do is. If you pick a team that's like a three-star team, like a, you know, if you wanted to pick like, I don't know, like a lower league.
Like an MLS team.
That's like a two-star team. But yeah, like, so you pick an MLS team and you want to play someone that's not going to pick Barcelona or Chelsea or, you know, Man United, then.
Barcelona.
Yes, Barcelona. You want to pick someone that's going to play like, you know, like with a team that's more on equal footing. That's going to happen now because you pick that before you're even matched up with anybody. So it's kind of a smart way of matchmaking, I think, because
that's
you're going to have a lot
there's
more...
anyone out there playing as teams that rated that
there,
low.
There will be, though, because there's...
Yeah,
that's
the fun of some of that stuff.
Yeah, there's like hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, yeah.
So I think that's cool, because I know, you know, one of my friends is like really... he's gotten really into soccer lately, and he's got Seattle Sounders season tickets, and he likes playing with
$12.
For $12. Whatever, dude. I mean... They sell out games, dude. It's pretty big here now. But anyway, so he wants to play as the Sounders. Like, he's going to buy FIFA 12. And I read about this, and he's, like, super excited about that because he had that problem where he'd go in there and everyone goes to Barcelona or goes to Man United, like, right away. And you're like, well, this is dumb. I guess I'm going to have to play with Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And then
you only play with, like, six or seven teams.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes it so that you're not... you know, you're a lot more likely to actually play with a team that you support. And then the other online feature that I think is kind of interesting, but still, it's not, you know, my favorite thing in the world, but they have, they're calling them seasons. So you play like a group of 10 games online, and those games contribute to like your season total. So like, let's say that you win six of them, you lose four. Well, you're ranked on a leaderboard in that group, and then you get promoted or relegated back to a different group, and you make your way up to like, there's 10 different divisions. And then you can like win a cup, I guess, or whatever, if you get to the top or when you win your division.
I think they did this in World Cup, in the last World Cup game.
Yeah.
Well, they did something like that, yeah.
And this it's kind of in virtual pro clubs too, where each month is a separate season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least we all agree on that.
I agree.
Jeff is bored because we're talking about soccer.
Soccer.
Well, hey, Jeff, check this out. Yeah. Like, you might not be as into the sport, I guess, but have you played the game, like, at all?
FIFA?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the opposite. I actually really like soccer. I just hate all the rules involved in the game of soccer.
Really? It has, what? Like,
don't
five
kill
rules.
The guy and don't run off sides.
Yeah, football has, like, 20 million different rules.
So that's what I'm saying. I think I like the idea of a video game of soccer the same way I'd like, Madden if they didn't have certain things like that new kick return rule or shadows. Like, I want them to get rid of red cards and I want them to not count up.
So you want FIFA Street?
No, I'm saying you can still make those illegal tackles and you can still penalize them.
You've got to be good.
Take players out of the game.
You're just not good at awesome slide tackles.
I want to be able to turn that off.
That you want to turn off, like, being able – you want to turn off taking the player out.
Yes. So still penalize them. In fact, give, you know, give the other team a penalty kick or whatever, but don't make me play with 10 people.
Well, what about, like, hockey? Like, you want them to, like, get rid of the – putting people in the box?
But that's temporary.
So what if soccer did it temporarily then?
What if they had a penalty box?
Now we're designing a new sport, so.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Dude, they only give a red card if, like, you're doing something where you're going to, like, critically injure something.
Not when I play.
Well, or if you're trying to, like, prevent someone from scoring and you do it with your hands.
I guess that's what I really want is soccer, but with hockey's rules. Which is kind of what hockey is.
Kind of what soccer is also.
You really, have you played FIFA, though? That's my question.
The last time I played FIFA was in a tournament last year. I was ousted in the first round. That did not contribute to my dislike of it. I actually liked the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do you
It was a year ago. Yeah, it was last summer.
Because I know a lot of people, like, when they might not be as into soccer, but they start playing FIFA, they're like, it's a fast, fun game.
Mm-hmm. Unlike soccer.
Well,
true.
This is true.
I don't think that. I think soccer is really fast and exciting, but I don't know. I guess it just depends.
Well, I'm fast,
I can see where that joke comes from.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like anything. Like, if you don't know what's going on and the strategy behind it, like, you're going to be, like, bored with it, I guess. Like, if people were just watching football who'd never really been into football, they might think it's boring that they stop every, you know, 20 seconds to, like...
Well, yeah. It is.
No, that's boring.
Yeah, that's a boring part of the game. That's why Madden doesn't do that, which I like.
Well, okay.
They don't
go to
commercial breaks.
Madden 13 will have commercial breaks.
If it's in the game.
Don't give them ideas.
But you can unlock for $5 a month to skip the commercials.
Don't give them ideas.
How many coins does that cost?
Let's get out of here because I need to go to bed.
I think we're pretty good. How do you end one of these podcast things? All right, well, that's been the first episode of That Sports Gamer Show. Be sure to check back later. But until then, you can follow That Sports Gamer on Twitter, obviously enough, at That Sports Gamer, or go to thatsportsgamer.com for news. And you can follow Jeff on Twitter. He is...
at Real Jeff Solo.
And my co-host Scott Binns, also on Twitter.
At Darth Obvious.
And our extra special guest from Fourth String, Ryan Lewis. Ryan, where can they find you?
At Ryan Lou.
Anywhere else? Just Ryan the Lou?
Spell that, Ryan. It gets hard.
Spell out Ryan?
No, well, Ryan not the Lou. You do Lou, L-E-W.
No, L-O-U.
Oh, really? Who am I following?
I don't know, man, but I actually kind of want to follow that now and see who you are following. It's probably pretty interesting.
He talks about a lot of the same things.
Yeah, I bet.
Like white supremacy and...
Oh, that would suck, man. If that really was the case, I keep telling people to follow Ryan the Lou. And it's just some dude who's like, it's just a total penis. You can say penis
is swear?
Right? No. That's anatomy.
It's anatomy. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week and or other time that we record.
Where I will not be invited back.